The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606. It's 9:49 and time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4:28, down 3.5 on the open. July, 4:36, down 3. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3.65, down 0.5 on the open. May, 3.76 1/4, down 1 1/4. July, 3.86, down 1 1/4. September, 3.95, down 2 1/4. December, 4.07, down 1 and make it 1 even. March at 4.15, down 1.5 on the open. March corn opened at 2.21, down 0.5 on the open. May, 2.31 3/4, down 3/4. July, 2.41 1/4, down 0.5. September, 2.48, down 3/4. December, 2.58 1/2, down 3/4. March, 2.64, down 1 1/4 on the open. March oats opened at 1.87 1/4, down 0.5 on the open. May, 1.88 1/2, down 3/4. March beans opened at 5.74, unchanged on the open. May, 5.87 1/4, up 3/4. July, 5.98 1/2, up 1/4. November, 6.09, up 1/4 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 176, up 30 on the open. May, 177.70, unchanged. March soybean oil opened at 22.70, down 5 on the open. May, 23.06, down 8. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeder cattle opened at 108.40, up 50 on the open. April, 108.80, up 50. May, 109.20, up 27.5 on the open. February live cattle opened at 91.20, up 57.5 on the open. April, 88.65, up 45. April lean hogs opened at 62.35, up 32.5 on the open. May, 67.65, up 25. June, 70.20, up 7.5. July, 68.25, up 10 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 85.05, unchanged on the open. Agricultural programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For more information, call 866-837-9027. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
It looks like in the soybean pit we're trying to take a stand in here at last week's lows. Are we going to blow through those at some point today, do you think?
Oh, I don't know about today. We've had a couple good down days, so we're probably due for some consolidation in here and a breather. You never know. I mean, the decline has did some damage to the chart picture of soybeans. It at least it makes it vulnerable to more long liquidation type activity. But after a couple good down days, it wouldn't be surprising that we kind of stay quiet in here today.
Dan, by many estimates, the funds are just about even in the soybeans. Do you think that they might want to build a short position?
Well, it depends on which fund you're talking about.
The traditional
trend following funds might begin to liquidate out of their longs and start going short. I'm not too sure two down days are necessarily going to do that. Your index funds won't build no short position because they're long hedgers. Now they would maybe liquidate some of their positions, but they would not necessarily go short.
Are you of a mindset that we'll challenge at some point in, I don't know, next couple of weeks, that 18 January 572.5 low, or even go lower, try that 559?
Well, I got some cyclical work here that shows that the market is vulnerable to defensive-type price action over the next couple of weeks or so. So Now, that's not necessarily going to be all the way down, but I do think that we're vulnerable to busting down to the downside of maybe this triangle formation that we broke above here last week. Now, the way the market has acted the past couple of days, that could have been a bull trap, so to speak. Now we're back down into that apex of that triangle and just seeing whether or not that was a false breakout or if that was just a warm-up for a breakout to the upside or if we're going to go on down. So, but I got some cyclical work here that kind of says that the market is vulnerable anyway to the downside activity.
What's your analysis of the technicals in corn?
Well, corn's a little different. Corn's been in a little better shape all along. Now, the decline here does indicate that maybe, you know, this 225 to 227 area on the March corn is pretty stiff resistance. Some people could maybe call that kind of a double top type formation. But for the most part, I think we're in a period of consolidation. Again, I got some cyclical work that would indicate that the market may not want to do much here over the next week or two as we go into the end of February, first part of March. But then, you know, I think as you look ahead, that the market's probably going to want to firm up some maybe going into that March 31st report.
Does all the news of avian influenza throughout the world play into this at all?
Well, that's they chatter about that. I'm not necessarily sure that's a real big negative, but when the market goes down, you know, they got to have a reason why it went down, and if it goes up, they got to have a reason why it went up, Dave. And I think that's been kind of pointed as one of the reasons why the market has shown some softness this week.
If corn were to start on a downtrend, what would be the early warning signals on your charts?
Well, you would have to say we go down underneath this February 15th low point. I think that would be kind of a pretty negative impact that we're going to go into a little deeper type correction than what one would necessarily think at this point.
Over in the wheat, we've had a pretty good run up in the last month or so, and now it looks like we're in a little bit like the corn. We're kind of in this consolidation pausing phase.
Well, right. I mean, everything got overbought, and a lot of your technical indicators all indicated that. So the market was ripe here for a setback or a period of consolidation. I guess for the wheat market, that's kind of where we're at. You know, wheat has been more of the leader in here. So if wheat kind of goes into a period of consolidation, then your you know, corn's going to follow, and then beans have kind of been the weakest. So we'll have to kind of see, you know, how that plays out. But you know, we've had a good run. It's time for a period of consolidation. And when you look at the calendar, we're toward the end of the month. And anytime you get toward the end of the month, you always have position squaring going on. And in this case, since you've had a bicker up in February, it would be long liquidation activity, which would create some downward pressure into the marketplace.
How much longer before the South American harvest in beans comes on really strong?
Well, I don't know if it comes on strong or not, Dave. The market has been talking about it for some time, so a lot of that has already been priced into the market. I do think, though, that, you know, there is going to be the realization of the fact, and South American producers start moving that inventory into the marketplace this spring here. That's going to put a lot of pressure, I think, here in the U.S. But that comes at a time when U.S. farmers are busy planting, and so you don't have a lot of movement. So you kind of got two influences there that kind of counter one another, and you kind of get into more of a seasonal type thing.
So all things being equal, and of course they're not, every producer a little different, what are you recommending these days?
Well, we've recommended some new crop sales on both corn and soybeans, and we're, you know, not totally out of old crop stuff yet. We still own a little corn around. We own a few beans, not very many beans, and we're just kind of going to play the seasonal tendency of these markets to kind of firm on into the spring, and then we kind of go from there.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Agricultural programming on AM 580 is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers. Taking a look at the current tick in Kansas City, March wheat, 429.5 down to July, 438.5. That is up one half. Wheat in Kansas City, wheat in Chicago, the March contract, 366 up a half. May, 378 up a half. March corn, 220 up, down one and a half. May, 231 even, down one and a half. July, 240 and a half, down one and a quarter. December, 257 and a quarter, down two. March beans, 573 and a half, down a half. May, 585 and three quarters, make it 586 and a half, unchanged. July, 597, down one and a quarter. November, 608 and a half, down a quarter. March soybean meal, 175.60, down 10. You're listening to WILA Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.